This is the craziest thing I've ever seen because we're at all-time highs. We're at $72,000 in Bitcoin. But the market is scared. The market is worried. I saw a whole lot of tweets here about how shaky the market feels intraday. Now, that's crazy to think that we're at 72,000 and people are talking about how shaky we feel intraday. In fact, let's just take a little zoom back a couple of days. In fact, let's take to the 27th of February, which is less than 2 weeks ago. We were at 50,701. We're now at $72,000 and the market is worried. Now, why is the market worried? On the one hand, it could be PTSD. As I said yesterday, if you're not celebrating this, you probably have some severe PTSD or you can take that diagnosis to a doctor. But there may actually be something else in the charts. A lot of people are actually seeing what I saw earlier in the charts, and that is that the RSIs are very, very, very high. Now, the question is this time to be worried? Is this actually a time to sell? And if it's not now the time to sell, then when are we actually going to sell? Because the worst thing that you can do is hold on to the bull market, ride the bull market all the way up, and then ride the bull market all the way down. Remember that the winner here is the person that lands up keeping his money, not the person who lands up making money. And I'll tell you one thing from my previous experience, being here many, many, many cycles, three cycles actually, I rode this cycle all the way up and I held it all the way down, and there's no worse feeling. I rode this cycle all the way up and I held it all the way down, and I can tell you again, there's no worse feeling. In fact, it's so bad that I would rather not make the money than make the money and actually lose it. And I'm going to explain that to you later on in the show today. So today, we are going to talk about the raging bull market. And of course, we are in a raging bull market. I'm going to talk to you about the altcoins, but I'm also going to talk to you about exactly when I'm going to take profits. And the reality is that I'm starting to take profits today. So let's go. You heard right. I am starting to take profits today. So that's what I think is going to be a massive show. I'm going to show you which profits I'm taking today, which profits I'm going to take later on in the cycle. But ultimately, we're going to learn what profits to take and when to take profits, because the winner is the person that lands up keeping all his money or her money, and not the person who makes all the money and actually lands up giving it back like this asshole did two cycles in a row. All right, guys, welcome back. To those of you who are surprised that we're here, don't be surprised. As I said to you, we are now on Banter Plus for the next couple of days. So if you're not already subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe now to Banter Plus, because this is where all the alpha is. This channel is now where all the alpha is. And Dylan and a whole lot of others are on the main Banter channel for a while to give them a boost and also to get more people onto our Banter Plus channel. So we'll have two amazing channels to bring you the alpha. So if you're not already subscribed. If you want another reason to subscribe, not that I believe that you need another reason, but we do have the banter bags. So how do the banter bags work? We take pre-IDO allocations, which are very, very, very difficult to get. And we put them into these things called the banter bags. And we're getting a lot of these IDO allocations now. Tons and tons and tons of the IDO allocations. In fact, we got one today for a project called Saga. Now, Saga is one of my favorite projects, and I'm an investor in Saga. So I've got to give you guys full disclosure on this, that I am an investor in Saga, and it is one of my favorite projects. The reason why it's such a good project, or the reason why I like it so much, is because they have a mechanism where they will allow any project to create its own blockchain very, very, very quickly. It's called a chainlet. And the chainlets all work on the same validators and stuff like that. And you can literally launch a project and rent blockchain space very, 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 very cheap. And they've done test nets. They've done multiple test nets, 208 chains, 59 million plus transactions. This thing actually works. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing way to scale blockchain. It's a Cosmos SDK project, obviously built with a Cosmos SDK. One of my favorite projects. And they gave us $1,000. So now we've got Tap Protocol, we've got Beeple, we've got Peckland, we've got Saga, and we're going to add in a couple more projects now. They're coming in fast into the Banter Bag. So if you want an excuse to subscribe to Banter Plus, I guess the Banter Bags is a great excuse. Subscribe, and I may even choose a winner today. But in order to win the Banter Bags, you've got to be subscribed to Banter, you've got to be subscribed to Banter Plus, and you've got to have an exchange account using any crypto Banter link so that we can actually pay you. So let me know if you're subscribed. Let me know if you like the Banter Bags. Everyone's saying, can I please have the Banter Bags? Just make sure you're subscribed. Anyway, with the formalities out of the way, I want to talk about where we're at, because it is a crazy period. Why is it a crazy period? I've never seen anything like this before. I've never been in a scenario where we are at all-time highs and people are stressing and talking about time to sell, especially after the show that I did yesterday, where I said to you, look, the, you know, the last time that we broke the all-time high, within a couple of days, we got to 100% above the all-time high. So there is a good chance that Bitcoin's actually going to double. But right now, as it stands, we are near all-time high levels, or we are at all-time high levels, and people are actually worried. People are saying it feels like the market is shaky intraday. People are looking at the RSIs, and they're saying, and I said, look, a lot of you guys may be worried because you have PTSD from the last cycles. But then someone showed me this chart over here. And in this chart over here, what they said is, look at the RSIs. The RSIs are very, 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 very high. So the relative strength indicator, the momentum indicator, the sentiment indicator, is it actually at all-time highs? So I went back and I checked, okay, when was the last time that this RSI got to these levels, 88.66? And the last time that the RSIs were at this level was in 2021. And it was extremely, extremely, extremely close to the first all-time high that we had on Bitcoin. And you can see in this one, we had a double top. So in the previous cycle, we didn't actually have that double top. We had a single top. So you can see that over there. In 2013, we only had a single top. But in 2017, in 2021, we actually did have that double top. And so I looked at the RSIs, and the last time that the RSI actually went this high, a couple of weeks later, we were actually at the all-time highs. But this time, we're doing it very, very, very early in the cycle. And so it is something to worry about that the RSIs are so elevated so early in the cycle. In fact, the last time that we had this, we then had a correction before we continued with the cycle. So that is one reason why some people are worrying about this all-time high, about this RSI and the all-time high. For me, the way I see it, I know for sure that we're in a bull market. I have no doubt that we're in a bull market. You can see it on all the metrics. You can see that the Google searches are actually starting to increase. You can see that there's a capital rotation. The blue is the old capital and the orange is the new capital. And you can see that in bull markets, generally what happens is the smart money starts selling to the dumb money, who land up holding till the top and actually get wrecked. And so the blue money is the old. The new investors are the guys that are coming in, the tourists that are actually coming in. And you can see that shift of money has just started to come. So it's the beginning of the aggressive part of the bull market, where the old hands, now get this, this is where the old hands start to slowly release their coins to the new hands, who run to the top of the cycle. And usually they hold all the way down, and that is when the blue hands start to recoup again. So where do you want to be on the cycle? You don't want to be the orange hands. You want to be the blue hands. You want to be selling your coins before the all-time high to people who want to buy the all-time high, retail investors, and you want to buy it back as the market is crashing. That is when you want to start accumulating. You want to be blue. You don't want to be orange. And you can see that right now, we are getting into the aggressive part of the bull market, where blue releases their coins to orange. We release our coins to the dumb money. So if you're buying now, if you're looking to buy Bitcoin now, consider yourself dumb money. If you're starting to think about an exit plan now, consider yourself smart money, which is why today we decided to focus our show on selling, because it's not about buying. If we were focusing today about buying, then we would be the orange money. We've been focusing on buying since November last year, since October last year, since before that, right? We were doing this. We were telling you guys to buy. Now we're saying to you, listen, don't accumulate now. Now we actually have to go to the next stage and say, look, if you want to buy now, you're not buying Bitcoin. It's too late to buy Bitcoin. There may be some altcoins that you can buy. We'll speak about that later. But now we have to turn you into smart money. Now we have to control our emotions. Now we have to talk about taking profits and selling our coins in a systematic manner to the dumb money, who will think that they're making money, but actually will end up making no money at all, because they will ride it to the top. Over here, as you can see, they will ride it to the top. When they get to the top, they will start riding it all the way down and eventually sell their coins back to us when we start accumulating again. Now, why am I qualified to say this? Because in the last three cycles, I've been the dumb money. In the last three cycles, I've held the money, I've held the coins all the way to the top and then all the way back down again. Let me tell you, there's no worse feeling in the world. To be honest, I would rather not have made the money than have made the money, got the illusion that I was rich and I was free and I could do whatever I wanted, felt like a king for a couple of weeks, and then lost it all and then gone back to flying coach instead of flying first class. At one stage, I mean, I'll tell you the truth. At one stage, I was so rich from making so much money on Luna in the last cycle that my wife and I were actually having discussions as to which private jet we should buy. Literally, we were lying on in the bed and we were talking. We said, look, we have got so much money. We should talk about which private jet we want to buy. 3 weeks later, after Luna collapsed, we were talking about whether we can afford to go and visit family members. And we landed up flying and we landed up flying coach. That's the worst feeling in the world. One day, you're so free. One day that you're so free that you can decide which plane you want to get, and the next day you're deciding whether you can actually go on holiday. That's the worst feeling in the world. I would rather not have made the money than made the money and lost it. And that's what I want you guys to focus on today. I want you guys to win in this bull market. And winning in this bull market means keeping money. It doesn't mean making money. Lots of people will make money, but they will get wrecked on the way down. I promise you that. And today I'm going to show you exactly what the mistake is that they make. But in the meantime, we are fully in a bull market and we've got to celebrate the fact that we're in a bull market. We can't be at a party, be dancing and go, okay, well, when's the music going to switch off? When's the music going to switch off? When the music's on, we've got to dance. We've got to take profits. We've got to celebrate. And so we are in this bull market. This bull market is just beginning. It's just the beginning of the bull market. We're nowhere near the end of the bull market at all. And so for now, we've got to make decisions as if we're in the middle of a bull market, but we also got to know when the end is coming. It's like going to a party, right? You know the music switching off at 2 a.m. because the license only goes till 2 a.m. You arrive there at 10. You got to dance from 10 until 1:30. 1:30, you got to start planning your exit. But you've already pre-ordered your Uber when you arrive at 10 because you know that at 2:00 the party ends. That's exactly what we're going to be doing today. As I say, I know we're in a bull market. I know we're nowhere near the end of the bull market. Like Ki Young Ju says, is retail here? Half of them are here. We're likely halfway to Bitcoin euphoria. We're nowhere near the end of the bull market. We're probably halfway. And that's what we got to start calculating today. I also know that in a bull market, there are corrections. And I know that the corrections can be quite brutal. In fact, they can be as brutal as 30%. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if very soon we had a correction. And in this correction, we corrected to the same levels that we were 2 weeks ago. And if we did correct to the same levels that we were 2 weeks ago, we would get a 30% correction in Bitcoin, which would bring us to $50,000. Can you imagine what happens if we go to $50,000? $30 billion of liquidations would happen. $30 billion. I saw a statistic earlier today. Let me see if I can find that statistic for you. But it was a tweet from Ijaz Awan, and he said $30 billion would get liquidated if we went back to the same level that we were 2 weeks ago. So I'm very cognizant that we are in a bull market, but I'm also very realistic about the fact that we could have quite aggressive corrections, especially after such big moves in the bull market. And so today I'm going to start positioning us not only for the time when the music ends at the end of the bull market, but I'm also going to make sure that we don't get wrecked during the bull market and that we maximize and keep our money during the bull market. So as Gabby, the DJ, says, learn from experience. Yes, we can. We can pretend that everything's fine. We can just be part of the euphoria. The problem is that you may actually land up losing and wiping yourself in the bull market. Imagine that. I see there's some stuff coming on the show group today. Let's just see what happens here. Look at the stats. Look at how aggressive this bull market is. This is what they just sent me in the management group. What they're saying is the current Bitcoin rally is currently creating 1,500 new millionaires every single day. It's definitely an amazing, amazing bull market, and we should definitely, definitely celebrate it. And the reality is that we could be in this left-translated bull market. One theory is that we're in a left-translated bull market and everything is going to move slightly to the left. When that happens, you can see that what this theory says is that the ETF actually replaced the halving. And that's why we are so early in the cycle and we have already broken this trend line, which we're only supposed to break after the halving, right? That's the one narrative here. One theory is that the reason why we broke before the halving is because of the left translated cycle. We've spoken about this left translated cycle quite a lot. Usually, we should only break after the blue line, but we broke before. So the theory is that we could be in a left translated cycle. Another theory is that we're actually going to get two catalysts in the cycle. Imagine that. Imagine that usually we have a halving, which is like the catalyst for a bull market. And in this cycle, we're going to get two catalysts. We're going to get the halving, the ETF, which is going to be like the first catalyst. And then we're going to get the halving, which is the second catalyst. Okay, now that is going to cause a face-melting bull market. I mean, as Plan B says, he says the first three halvings were not priced in. And there's no reason why this one should be priced in. I'm starting to lean more towards this theory, to say that in this bull market, it's different. We'll have two catalysts. We will have the left translated cycle because of the ETF. And then we will have a second catalyst, which will be the halving. And the two of those combined will cause the biggest and greatest face melting bull market that we have ever, ever, ever seen in Bitcoin. After 2021, we said that this cycle will never be repeated. And I'm saying it again. It's not going to be repeated. In fact, I think that this time is going to be different. I think that this time is going to be way, way, way more aggressive. And especially because this cycle is being driven by the ETFs, or this part of the cycle is being driven by the ETFs. And these ETFs are not slowing down. In fact, they are getting more and more and more and more aggressive. So just some stats. The cumulative holdings have crossed 800,000 Bitcoin. Remember, there's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be minted, and almost a million of them already held by the ETFs 2 months afterwards. BlackRock hold 200,000 Bitcoin. Grayscale dropped below 400,000 Bitcoin. So they're losing all their Bitcoin, and Grayscale and all the other ones are picking them up at a much faster rate. Yesterday, Grayscale bled something like, I had the stats here, 494 million. Not to worry, not to worry, because Fidelity and BlackRock came in for 800 million yesterday. So you can see that no matter what Grayscale loses, what Grayscale bleed, Fidelity and them carry on buying them. So now, the race is becoming much more aggressive. VanEck decided yesterday they're going to drop their fees. And as soon as they dropped their fees to zero in a whole announcement. They said, during the period commencing on March 12th, and ending on 31st of March 2025, the sponsor will waive the entire sponsor fee for the first 1.5 billion assets. And so now they're starting to fight for the assets. And you can see that as they did that, they started to get a whole lot of inflow. So we're getting this bull market powered by the ETFs. That's the one force that's really powering this. And as the ETFs continue to power it, big Wall Street research houses, like this Bernstein one, says the price is definitely going to 150,000 way quicker than they think it's going to get there. So that's the one thing that's driving the bull market. Second thing that's driving the bull market is Michael Saylor. I mean, he bought 12,000 more Bitcoin for another 821 million. His model of leveraging Bitcoin. Now, how does he do this? He goes and he takes debt. And he takes very low debt. He pays 0.625% APR on the 800 million in debt. And he pays off the debt over time. So he borrows at low interest rates. And then he pays off the debt with the returns of the Bitcoin. Now, you can see that his strategy has been absolutely amazing and has caused this chart to go parabolic. And you'll remember that one of the things that I said is that for as long as we are in the aggressive part of the bull market, you want to trade out of Bitcoin and you want to trade into the higher leverage plays, which is exactly what I did. I sold some of my GBTC. I had 11,335 GBTC, it's about $500,000. And I put it into MicroStrategy at $456. Okay, so look at how smart this trade was. $456 was over here. This is when I did the trade. You can see that I've made on this trade, I've made 213%. Had I kept my money in GBTC, it would have gone from 35 to 64. I would have doubled only. And I landed up tripling my money because I played the cycle right. And the reality is that maybe now the time is to actually switch that trade back. That we'll talk about that a bit later in the show. But one thing I saw yesterday is that when people see what Michael Saylor is doing, they may actually decide to emulate what he's doing, and we could start getting some MicroStrategy smaller companies or ripoffs or other companies that actually want to do it. If that happens, it's the best thing for Bitcoin, because then you'll have a whole lot of companies buying up Bitcoin, which they intend never to sell. So we should hope that people want to emulate Michael Saylor. That would be another thing that powers the bull market. So we've got the ETS powering the bull market. We've got Michael Saylor powering the bull market. And then the third thing we've got powering the bull market is what's happening on the stock market, because the stock markets have gone absolutely crazy. NASDAQ, again, now at all-time highs or just under all-time highs, but definitely pumping in the direction of all-time highs. That is despite the fact that we had the inflation numbers. I mean, slightly above target. So actual, I think, was, let's just quickly refresh this. Actual, I think, was 3.2 with a forecast of 3.1. The actual was 3.2. This is exactly the state of the stock market right now. You've got to read this. It is. Inflation lower than expected, buy stocks. A Fed pivot is on the way. Inflation is as expected, buy stocks. A soft landing is on the way. Inflation higher than expected, buy stock. AI is changing the world. Stock market doesn't care about inflation. It cares only about one thing, which is going straight up. The stock market is just wanting to go straight up. And I think I agree with Jamie Dimon. He says, look, there is a little bit of a bubble in equity markets right now, which could actually bring down the equity markets. I see there's a lot of people here, but not enough likes. Maybe I don't want the alpha, but the alpha is about to come. The alpha is about to come. So if you want the alpha, smash the likes. We need to get to 1,800 likes before we get into the altcoin alpha. And I've got big, big, big altcoin alpha for you guys. Big, big, big altcoin alpha for you guys. So bull market being driven by, as I said, three factors. One is the ETF, two is Michael Saylor, and maybe even knockoffs of Michael Saylor, which may hit the market soon. And of course, the blow off top in the stock market, which is not stopping for absolutely anything. Like the blow off top in the stock market is not stopping for anything. As I said though, even though the music is pumping, we need to make a profit taking plan today. So that when we get to the time when it's the right time to take profits, we are ready. We are not trying to make a plan at the time, because there's nothing worse than round-tripping your bag. And I promise you that the profits that you take now can change your life, but only if you actually take them. If you don't take them, it's going to be very, very, very hard for you. So today we are going to talk about how to take those profits. In the meantime, before we get to talking about profits, let's actually talk about the altcoins. And you can see that the altcoins are absolutely ripping. Everything's going according to plan. We are not at the full alt-sending part of the cycle. Remember I said to you yesterday that the full altcoin-sending part of the cycle actually only comes later in the cycle. So like that only happens once you capitulate and you say, you know what? This altcoin cycle is never coming. I should just stay with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is the only thing that's going to run. That is when the alt season starts. And what I saw yesterday, which gave me like some tinglies, was James Van Straten. He says, my friend who introduced me to crypto back in 2017, a very smart guy, majority of his portfolio is in Bitcoin, but he always had a soft spot for ETH. He's rotating out of ETH. I believe we're now in a new cycle where alt will not necessarily follow Bitcoin like we saw in 2023. Like inscriptions, Bitcoin will take market share. Stablecoins alone, we have 135 billion exchanges. Wait until we go full risk on. And he says, I'm thinking of selling my ETH and rolling the profits into MicroStrategy. Now, that for me is a very encouraging thing, because what it shows that people are starting to capitulate. This is what you want, because this is what, when you see more people capitulating, because that will tell you that we are going into an altcoin cycle. So look out for more signs of people giving out in an altcoin cycle. But remember, generally, when the altcoin run happens, usually we have a Bitcoin correction first, and then the altcoin run actually starts. It's happened every single time. Before we actually got the altcoin run, the Bitcoin run actually started. The Bitcoin run actually collapsed first. And that is when we went into altcoins. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got some kind of leverage shakeout, some kind of correction before the next altcoin cycle. In the meantime, though, even though we're not in full bull, degen, retard, altcoin mode, you can see that some of the coins that we've actually spoken about are actually really pumping. So we spoke about, let's go through the ones that we spoke about. The one that I spoke about a lot was Rune. And I need you guys to help me make a decision here on Rune. You can see that we've had an amazing trade on Rune. Amazing, amazing trade. We put down $50,000 in margin, and we've got $1,300 in profits. And we got, $1,300,000 in profits. that has actually taken the portfolio to almost $4.5 million. And the question is, do we take profits in this? We'll talk about that in a second. In the meantime, I do think that Rune can continue to run if the market continues to run. And I keep saying it to you. I've spoken to you about it for the last 3 days. The reason why Rune is pumping so hard is mainly, well, other than the fact that all the statistics in Rune are absolutely perfect and the growth is absolutely amazing. Weekly volume, $2.6 billion, which is very big. They're talking about the lending offering that Rune has got. So MakerDAO has temporarily raised their interest rate to 17.25. And someone said, I was running math on my vault and I'm paying $60,000 per year in interest to DAI. If I migrated to Rune, I get zero APR on loans. They've got zero APR on loans with no liquidations and they save $60,000 per year. So people are starting to really ape into this Rune lending product because they realize that this product that they've got is so unique. Got a 0% APR and no liquidations, that is probably the best place to actually take loans. And someone says, the loans aren't just for degens, although degens are aping into loans. It's for real people who want to improve their quality of life. He says, I know several people that are looking at Rune, at ThorChain loans to buy cars, repair their houses, pay medical bills. And he says, are you using ThorChain loan in the real world? What are you spending your debt on? So these loans are real loans that people are taking, zero APR, and no liquidation. And as more and more people take these loans, so the tokenomics of Rune pump the price up. And we're still in the very, very, very early stages of adoption here. Very, very, very early stages of adoption. So to me, the Rune position is an amazing position. But here's my predicament. Here's the predicament. And here's where I want you guys to help me. So we've had an amazing, amazing, amazing trade. And remember that our objective is to keep money, not make money. So we've made $1.3 million of profit. We invested $50,000 in margin. You can also do this if you want to take, if you're not already signed up, put money into your BitGet portfolio. If for whatever reason, you can't use Bybit or BitGet in your territory, go to Evo because Evo does no KYC. You must write here on Evo, you must write no KYC open to everybody. You must write it there. And if you do, you can stand a chance of winning Apple Vision Pros and the Banter Bags. So sign up to these exchanges. Learn how to use leverage. Leverage is very dangerous, but it can be your best friend. Now, here's the predicament. Here's where I want your help. At a price of, okay, it's gone slightly down, but at a price of, let's call it $10, the amount of profit that we have is $1.3 million. Okay. If I were to use that to buy spot, I would be able to cash out this $1.3 million and to buy 130,000 spot Rune right now. I could cash out my profits. I could buy 130,000 spot Rune and not worry about the leverage. Now, let me tell you why I'm worried about the leverage. You can see that the funding rates are bloody high. Look at the funding rates on tokens. A lot of them are orange. I mean, let's just look at the funding rates here. 50%, 60%. Some of them are 80%, 100% on these tokens. The problem is that I'm paying a lot of funding. Like yesterday, this was at $75,000. I paid $10,000 a day to hold this position. At some point, I want to cash out my $1.3 million and put it into spot. And even though I get less exposure, I get exposure to 130,000 tokens and not 184,000 tokens, which I have at the moment, I don't have to worry about interest and I don't have to worry about getting liquidated. Tell me in the chat if we should cash out this trade right now on the show today and buy spot Rune, or if we should hold it another day or two. You tell me in the chat, and in the chat, we will decide. Josh, you can even do a poll. It would be nice if we did a poll. So Rune is one that's absolutely exploding. Another one which is having its repricing is Near Protocol. So look at Near. Near Protocol having its repricing. It's now at $7. That's another position which, by the way, we landed up taking. Here it is. My trades are very transparent with you. We've put down $18,000. We've made $98,000. Again, we're paying quite big funding. But there is a catch-up trade on Near. Why is there a catch-up trade? Number one, Near as a blockchain is doing a whole lot of transactions and is really starting to perform. Number two, Near may be the most optimized blockchain for AI, and that's because the founder is very much an AI guy. In fact, he's such an AI guy that he's talking on a panel with Jensen Huang at the NVIDIA conference, which is happening on the 18th. We've spoken about that. Another founder, which is talking about at the NVIDIA conference is Jules from Render. He's talking He says it's going to be the best speech that he's done in 10 years. So this could be quite a big one. This could be quite a big one. Another one which I want you to look at is called humans.ai. They are one of our sponsors, but I am expecting a big announcement from them more or less at the time of the NVIDIA conference. I think they have some big announcements which they're going to release around the time of the NVIDIA conference. Also, if you are on humans.ai and you do stake your humans.ai tokens, or you do have humans.ai tokens, you do get airdrops in a whole lot of projects that are being launched in their ecosystem. So you want to check out humans.ai. They are one of our sponsors. They had a new one launched for who? Okay, so soon. We're going to be posting a whole lot of their new projects. Also, they have done a couple of... They were the first AI blockchain to do a country deal, like a deal with a sovereign nation. So definitely one that you should be looking at. The other one which we want to speak about is Ton. We spoke about Ton yesterday. You can see Ton's up a lot. I said to you, this is the only one that I would have bought. I said it yesterday. I would have bought it at $3.10. Why? They are the only blockchain that have 900 million users with a thing in the palm of their hand. Now, look, speaking of in the palm of your hand, I've got to show you something because I have my Banter Bubbles in the palm of my hand, right? And I don't know if you can see the little yellow bar on top, but that's my points. Can you see that? That's my points, you see? Oh, you can't really see it. But go and download the new app. And if you've got the app downloaded, just uninstall and reinstall your app. And then you start earning points. And I think you know what points means. I don't have to tell you. I mean, it's all spelt out there. I think you know exactly what points means. Go and check out the new Banter Bubbles and you'll see that you can actually start accruing points for being there. See, Bitcoin's coming slightly down. I mean, it's exactly what I want to speak to you about next. But first, let's finish speaking about the altcoins. So the other altcoin ecosystem which I'm watching, Avalanche, AVAX. So this is not one that we speak about a lot, but I think we can't ignore AVAX any longer. They had a major announcement yesterday. There's a big Korean game, 6.5 million gamers. It's called Maple Story. So this game or this gaming ecosystem is now moving onto Avalanche. They said from pioneering free to play to championship blockchain gaming, Maple Story continues. Maple Story, one of the most legendary game of Korea's largest gaming studio, Nexon, is now coming to Avalanche. With MapleStory U on subnet. MapleStory was one of the first games to popularize free-to-play business model. Now MMORPG is an innovation with an emphasis on user-generated content. So they have moved to Avalanche. And that, I mean, Avalanche is like, they've got Beam. They're really becoming a subnet, a place for gaming subnets, where gaming subnets are actually finding their homes. So this is one that you should be looking at. Avalanche is one that you should be looking at. Also, if you're into gaming, remember Seedify, one of our sponsors, they have a new launch. This is the launch over here. It's called Blood Loop. Go and check it out, especially if you are staking your tokens. Go and check out Blood Loop because this is another one that's coming out. I think Seedify, between Seedify and Mobi, those are the two launch pads that I'm really, really bullish on. Say again? March has got, there's a lot of stuff happening with Seedify, a lot of stuff. The other thing that we saw running yesterday is the altcoins are starting to run. The dinosaur coins are starting to run. So I saw XRP running. I think that XRP ran yesterday because of this, because of the bridge between Cosmos and Ripple and XRP. I think that's why it ran. Also, you saw Litecoin running. For the life of me, I cannot imagine why Litecoin would run, other than the fact that people are getting really greedy. And they're looking for any trade that hasn't run. And they're saying, listen, if it hasn't run, I want to go into it. And that is what I want to talk to you right now about. When we see meme coins running, and we see a shaky market that people don't trust, and we see altcoins running, and we see leverage that's high, and we see that Bitcoin has gone from 50,000 to 72,000 in 3 weeks, we have to take a step back and say, what is actually going on here? Forget the hype. Forget everything. What is actually going on here? And the answer is that we may be getting into slightly overheated territory. We may be getting into slightly overheated territory. And the first sign of froth is when people deny that there's froth. When people say, you've all been calling tops for 3 months straight because of signs of froth, it's honestly making me even more bullish. This is when people think that the market can only go up. And usually when the market can only go up, that is when you get the scorpion's tail biting you and poisoning you. And I am seeing big signs of froth. And I'm not picking on BitBoy because he's BitBoy, although I should probably. But I mean, when a guy wears a gold Gucci jersey thinking that he looks like Richard Hart.
I've got a new Gucci bracelet. It's really nice. It's snakeskin. And, you know, Gucci's really going all out now. So really excited about this. And let me know what you guys are doing with your gains.
Yeah, let me know what you're doing with your gains. And if you're doing that with your gains, then you shouldn't be subscribed to our channel. Otherwise, if you're not doing that with your gains, then what you should do is you should subscribe to our channel. If you've got a little bit more brains in your head than that, subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to Banter Plus. I see a lot of you are subscribing. Thank you. This is where the alpha is going to be. This is where the alpha is coming now. So keep subscribing. I see the fear and greed. I mean, this fear and greed's 81. It can stay here for a while, but usually that's at the top of the cycle. Drake posts Michael Saylor on an Instagram clip to his 146 million followers. I've seen this all before. You've seen this all before. You may be in denial. You may be in denial and say that this is not a top. You may be in denial and say that there's no froth. You may be in denial and just convince yourself that the ETFs will keep powering Bitcoin forever. But I've got news for you. There's going to be a pullback, and I think the pullback's going to happen pretty soon. And the reality is that when that pullback happens, you want to protect your positions. I'm going to show you in a second how I'm going to protect my positions. The first way that I'm going to protect my... I'm looking at the froth. Look at the funding rates. Look at the funding heat maps. And I say, look, you got to remember the golden rule. The golden rule is you buy into weakness and you sell into strength. And it feels really strange and it feels really sore to sell now. But we buy into weakness and we sell into strength. Right now, we are at huge strength. There's no weakness here. There's no buying opportunities here. Very few buying opportunities. And if you're trying to buy stuff now, you're really like at the bottom of the barrel. You're coming to the party at, if the party ends at 2, you're arriving at 1:30 and you want to find whatever girl's left on the dance floor and you want to pick her up. Now, chances are that if you land up picking her up at 1:30 in the morning and no one else has picked her up, chances are she has a disease or she's ugly, or when you sober up and you see exactly what she looks like, you're going to be in shock. I don't want that to happen to you. And so I'm showing you the reality. And I know it's not a popular take. It's not a popular take because the popular take is buy everything, bull market, no froth in this market. The reality is we're in froth territory. We are in froth territory. If you're buying now, you've got to question yourself now and say, why am I buying now? This is the time to sell. This is not the time to buy. We will buy again when the market corrects and there's panic. But for now, we're going to sell. What am I going to do? This is not, by the way, I'm not taking full profits at the moment. What am I going to do? Remember this trade where I sold my GBTC and I bought MicroStrategy and I tripled my money on MicroStrategy? I'm going to reverse this trade now. I'm going to go back into GBTC, which means I'm not out the market at all. I'm just out the leverage. I'm going to start closing some of my leverage trades because the funding rates are high and I think we've reached some kind of tops. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this Bitcoin trade. I'm going to bank $485,000 worth of profit. I'm going to take the $485,000 worth of profit. Let me just move the screen so we can all see each other. I'm going to bank the $486,000 worth of profit, and I'm going to buy spot Bitcoin. And instead of having exposure to 11 Bitcoin, I'm going to have exposure to 7 Bitcoin, but I'm going to have no funding and no liquidations. You understand what I'm doing? All I'm doing is I'm closing my leverage and I'm going into spot. And so I'm not exiting the market. I'm just exiting the leverage and the froth in the market. The same with this trade over here. When I wanted more leverage, I went into the high aggressive play, which was MicroStrategy, and I went out of the safe play, which was GBTC or Bitcoin, right? Now I'm going to switch it the other around. I'm going to go back into Bitcoin. I may miss some upside, but when the correction comes, you'll see that MicroStrategy will correct much, much, much more aggressively than Bitcoin. So now is the point in the cycle where I say, we're not exiting the market at all. We are reducing our leverage in the market. Very different concept. We are closing our high leverage plays and we're moving into lower leverage plays where we don't get liquidated and we don't get killed by high funding fees. That's where we are in the cycle. But we're not exiting the market. We're never going to exit the market. And I'll show you in a second why. So that is what I'm doing now. But that's not when I'm exiting the market. Now I want to show you when and how I plan to exit the market this bull market. But again, right now we are in a bull market, we're not exiting, but we have to plan the exit so that when the time arrives that we need to actually exit, we don't sit there and go, oh, well, you know, we're not going to exit now because, you know, it's looking so good and we're so euphoric and everyone's convinced us that we're invincible. That's what happened to me in the last two cycles. And as I said to you guys before, that was the worst experience of my life. There is nothing worse, and tell me in the comments if you've been there, okay? There's nothing worse than making money, thinking that you're rich, and then losing it all. Because when you're rich, you spend like a rich person, even though you haven't yet got the money, you still spend other money, and then your portfolio crashes, and then you realize, what the hell did I do? Now I'm actually back to lower than I was in the last bull market. That's what happened to me, and I don't want that to happen to you. So I'm going to show you guys what I'm doing in this bull market. And I agree with this. I agree with this, with this altcoin psycho tweet. He says, highly suggest planning your exit strategy, marking take profit levels before the euphoria kicks in. It's much harder to be objective when the price goes parabolic, your goalposts start to shift. I made that mistake in the previous runs. It's Nick. So how do we do it? The first thing is we ask ourselves, how much money do we want to keep invested in crypto until the next cycle? Now, you may say, well, no, we're going to exit everything this cycle. No, you can't exit everything this cycle. Because the reality is that every cycle, the good tokens become more and more valuable. So what you'll realize, or what you'll see with my portfolio, is, as I said, I pulled the top 10 coins in my portfolio, and this is the top 10 in terms of holdings. And when I look at these holdings, every single one of them is actually a token that I've held for more than one season. So this one I held for four cycles. My Bitcoin I've held for four cycles. My Solana I've held for two cycles. My Injective I've held for two cycles. My Ethereum I've held for three cycles. All the biggest tokens in my portfolio are tokens that I've held from previous cycles, which means that it's a bad strategy to exit the market completely. You want to hold your core portfolio and the tokens that you believe in for the next cycle. The profits that you take are going to be in the tokens that you don't want to hold for the next cycle. So the first thing you have to do is decide, what tokens do you want to hold into the next cycle? And everyone will have their own tokens. We'll probably do another show where we actually break down the tokens that are worth holding into the next cycle, but we'll do later on in the cycle. First thing is, decide what percentage of your portfolio you want to hold until the next cycle. Let's say that, for argument's sake, you want to hold 50% of your portfolio for the next cycle, and you want to cash out 50% of your portfolio. I think that's a good assumption, right? So let's say that out of the 100% that we got invested, we want to take 50% of our money in profits, and 50% we want to hold until the next cycle. The 50% that we want to hold until the next cycle, we'll decide which tokens we're going to keep it in. We can decide that later on. That's not a decision we're going to make today. Today is about how we're going to take profits. Then the idea is to say, okay, but when are we actually going to exit the market? Now, you can say, I want to exit the market based on all the indicators, whether it's the Coinbase number one downloaded app, or the monthly MACD, or the SSRI. Who cares? I don't want to do this. And I'll tell you why. Because when I get to this level, I'm going to start negotiating with myself. I'm going to start negotiating. You know how I negotiate with myself? Look, I'm not going to sell. The reason why I'm not going to sell is because it's going to go higher, because it can go higher for longer, because not all the indicators line. Bullshit. Let's just get to a point where we say, when are we going to sell? And for me, this cycle, I decided that I'm going to sell on a time-based approach only. I don't care about any other indicator. I don't care about the price. All I know is that there is a bull market. A bull market's going to last for a certain amount of weeks, and I need to get out before the end of the bull market, regardless of all the metrics and all the indicators and all the prices and how promising the projects look. So what did I do? I went back to previous cycles and I looked at how long since the time that we broke the all-time high, which is what we've done now, until the top of the bull market. And what I saw is that in 2013, it was 39 weeks. 39 weeks after we broke the all-time high, we reached the top of the bull market. When I went to the other cycles, let me get you some other cycles. Let me see if I've got one here. There it is. In 2017, from the time that we broke the all-time high until the top of the bull market, 41 weeks. In 2021, from the time that we broke the previous all-time high until we reached the all-time high, 49 weeks. So we can see that there's a bit of a pattern here. We've got between 40 and 49 weeks from the time that we break the all-time high to actually, from one all-time high to another all-time high, 40 to 49 weeks. That is it. That's all you've got. 40 to 49 weeks. We've already had, we broke the all-time high when? Like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. So there's 48 weeks. Now, let's say that we're having a left translated cycle means, okay, let's move it back by 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 40 weeks. Yeah, 40 weeks. You've got 280 days to exit this market. But you don't want to exit the market all at once. So what do you do? Well, I made a spreadsheet for you guys, and I'll post the spreadsheet for you guys a bit later today. But what I said was, in 2017, if I started taking profits 10 weeks before the all-time high, and I took profits slowly in the beginning, 5% every week in the beginning, increasing to 10% after week six, and then increasing to 15 and 20%. In 2017, I would have sold for an average price of $12,409 per Bitcoin. Now, the all-time high was about $20,000, $19,936. So I would have missed out on quite a bit of the gains. But when I go back and I look at the chart, and I say, well, how many weeks in 2017, how many weeks did Bitcoin actually trade above this all-time high level? How many weeks did Bitcoin trade above this 12,400 level, which would have made my average profit take? And you can see that Bitcoin only traded there for 4 weeks. So I would have missed 4 weeks of gains, but I would have exited responsibly. Same approach in 2021. 10 weeks. So after 30 weeks, start taking 5%, then 5%, then 5%, then 5%, then 5%. After week five, increase to 10. After week seven, increase to 15, then 20 and 20. I would have exited at 61,913. Now let's go back to this cycle and say, how many weeks did Bitcoin trade above 61,913? The answer is 2 weeks. So unless you think that you can time the market perfectly by 2 weeks or 3 weeks, which no one in the history of man has ever been able to do, ever, right? Then this approach is actually the best approach. Start exiting slowly 10 weeks before you think the all-time high is coming. Then 9, then 8, then 7, then 6, then 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, and 1. Keep exiting more and more and more and more every week. And by the end of it, you should get some kind of result like this. So when do we start exiting? Well, week one has happened. I reckon the cycle is going to be 45 weeks. We start exiting in 34 weeks. In 34 weeks, that means 200 days in about 6 months, we start exiting. We exit 5% of our portfolio. This is the 50% of the portfolio that we are exiting, because remember, there's 50% that we're going to hold for life. We start exiting 5% a week. Discipline, this is our plan. We put this plan down. This is our discipline plan. And regardless of what's happening in the market, regardless of how much the ETFs are doing, regardless of who gives a shit, we are exiting. We are exiting with this plan over here. It's a time-based approach. It's not an emotions-based approach. It completely eliminates all the emotions and the entire market cycle. It's all about a time-based approach. And that is probably the best and safest way to exit the market. And that is what I'm going to be implementing here. You can choose to follow me, or you can choose to do it your own way. Just let me know in the comments which one you're going to choose. See, the newsroom is going crazy. For those of you who don't follow the newsroom, let's go to Banter Bubbles and just see why this newsroom is going crazy. Just click the newsroom here. You can see all our researchers are actually here, and they're active while we're live on the show. I see that there's new charts that have been posted this year. So I see there's a lot going on. Just go and check it out on Banter Bubbles. Also remember that the Banter Bubbles now has points on the app. It will be on the desktop very soon. You know what points means. I'm not allowed to say it because I'm just not allowed to say it, but you know what points means. I will see you guys again tomorrow. I will also see you guys again in 35 weeks when we start exiting. Until then, trade well, my friends.